everybody, and welcome to episode number 67 of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, August 30th, 2023. Of course, this show is sponsored by our newest, meaning the Liberty Beacon Project's newest website, which is tlbtalk.com. Come and say what needs to be said. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in after I get through the usual intro. The title of today's show is, listen to me, folks, Witness Choreographed Genocide. Not a joke, not an exaggeration. Again, the title for today's show is Witness Choreographed Genocide. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. Today, you will learn even more about that. Why does Roger even make this comment? And you will find out more. This show airs weekly on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, who has been a friend of mine for a very long time, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. Look, I say this every single show, and I'm going to say it again this show. If you want to keep these phenomenal platforms online, and anybody who's going to take my show and put it on their network is somebody you could probably listen to for other shows, because that means they allow people to actually say the truth, each and every one of these platforms. So how do you help them? You give them donations. In a large majority of the cases, a vast majority of what keeps their doors open are generous donations from individuals or people like you. So if you are somebody who does do a donation on occasion, you are appreciated more than you know. Would you like to take that to the next level? Here he goes again, without having to actually spend any more money unless you wish to. Give them a little bit of security. Give them a little bit of peace of mind. Take what you normally donate over the course of a year, average it out, divide it by 12, you're going to get a number. If it's $10, if it's $15, if it's $7. Okay, the next time you go in to do a donation, put that number in and click the box that says make this a monthly recurring donation. Why? You haven't spent any more than you have been spending, but what you've given them is the security of knowing that each month there will be that much in the account that they can count on. And if enough of you listening to this do that, you will give them the security of knowing that they can expand, give you bigger, badder, better, faster, because they know what's coming in each month. Again, not necessarily asking you to give more, but I would say if you believe they're worth it, and they are in my eyes, then yes, give more, but average it out and make it a monthly recurring donation. You give them the peace of mind of knowing they can give you better. Okay, so the mission of this show is, again, to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts. Today, we're going to hang that out into the wind. And believe me, the wind is blowing hard. This show is one of the two live shows I do each week, and it is one of the shows I count on for people to actually understand what's going on around them. This is my mission. Stephen, this is our mission, right? We want people to understand what's going on around them, regardless of the fact that their own government doesn't.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I was hoping I could say something before you get on a rip. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about the what they're claiming is a mistake or an accident with the diesel fuel being put in the gasoline tanks down in some stations down in Florida. Well, there's a woman, and I can confirm this, that's no mistake. They have color-coded hoses, and they just don't fit correctly. And you can't put diesel in your car because it'll mess the engine up, burn it up. Yeah. So that's, I think it was like 15 or 20 stations that this happened.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to figure the connection here.
Well, there's a hurricane coming, and some people, they leave the area. And they're not going to be able to leave the area. They might be stuck on the interstates.
Okay. I understand that, but and again, I do appreciate that because there are probably some people that would want to know that. I'm not upset that you said that because, again, you may have saved somebody, you know, a trip they shouldn't take to a gas station they shouldn't visit. Agreed. What I need to tell everybody is that this show is one of the most in-your-face shows I have ever done. This is a show where I am going to absolutely rain down upon the idiots and the traitors who supposedly run this country. Today, there is information, and I was aware of some of this, but not at the depth that was sent to me or the research I've done, providing me with something called, I don't know, justification for the things I've been saying for the last 10 years out of 15. Now, normally when you are someone like me and you have been telling people things over and over again for a decade, and you know that there are a whole lot of people out there just dismissing you as a crazy old man, that every once in a while vindication pops into your face. And for all of you out there that believe vindication feels good, not in this case. I would have paid good money to be absolutely wrong. And what we're going to find out, I was absolutely right about for the last decade. This is the one time in my life I would have probably celebrated being wrong. So let's get into this so you can understand why Roger is already irate. And we've just started the show. Okay, I'm going to finish my opening here. Our mission is to keep you armed with the vital truth, okay? And as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. And that being the sponsor of this show, which is TLBtalk.com. I also want to tell you a link to any references, and there are some, used for this show presentation will be included tomorrow in a show article published with this show on the LibertyBeacon.com prior to noon Central every Thursday, including active links to other pertinent data that I used for these articles. Now, you also have to consider that I have been doing this for almost 15 years, and I just got done telling you the information I'm going to give you pretty much vindicates what I've been telling you for the last 10 or 12 of them. And no, Roger's not a happy camper, not even close. So let's get down to business, okay? Eagle's Eye Report, witness choreographed genocide. I constantly tell you people, I will never tell you things that are over the top. If I say something and I say it with emphasis, it needs to be said with emphasis so you know how important I think that is. When I say witness choreographed genocide, what the hell has Roger been talking to you about or on my other show for over a dozen years? Gee, it falls right into that realm, doesn't it? But let's get specific, okay? Because today we can. So let me start this all off by saying this is one of the scariest and most bothering personally talks that I have ever put together. I'm doing this show just to let you know that I haven't been leading you astray for how many years now, especially since the COVID scamdemic started. And a lot of this will be focused on that. Again, do I feel I have to prove myself? No, I don't. And do I feel good that a lot of this information will back up what I've been telling you? No, I don't. The main problem is the information leap. The information I've been telling you about vaccines for years is all of a sudden coming into a light that most of you never expected to see. But it calls out, the information I'm going to give you, catastrophic events in the very near future. Catastrophic events coming from a government entity or a government asset. And the information that I'm talking about was taken down right at the peak of the COVID scamdemic. And a lot of the information we'll be talking about today will relate straight back to that, even though it's not being said plainly. And we will point that out as it happens. And I think most of the people who listen to this show are more than intelligent enough to see it as it unfolds. I have been stating on every show, regardless of the network, whether it's RBN or Shake and Wake, my expectation of two main accomplishments that are needed for a global elite caste to control planet Earth in totality. One, destroy national sovereignty to bring global governance. Look at what's happening globally today. Not a joke. I won't go into that any deeper right now because we will. What's the second point? But with a massively reduced population from maximum population control. So, everybody who's ever listened to a show I've done on this network or on RBN has heard me say on every show the two points, all right? We need to destroy local, meaning national, sovereignty and bring in global governance. And in order to do this effectively, in order to control a population, especially in a Marxist fashion, and anybody who believes that's not what's coming, you're a moron, okay? You can't have 8.5 or even 8 billion people. So we need to bring the sovereignty of nations to its knees, and we need to bring the global population to a more manageable level. We are seeing that. I've been talking about that for 3 years, over and over again. But what I didn't have in my back pocket was the entity we're going to discuss today. And by my back pocket, I mean information that I already had that I could have referred back to. A lot of what I got is less than 48 hours old for me. Okay? All right. So the biggest soft spot in my scenario, those two points for global governance and reducing the population, is that no one was really publishing anything to back up what I was saying over and over again. I was all but certain that this was inevitable, but there weren't a whole lot of people of anybody saying it. So my credibility didn't really suffer on a massive level, but people sort of figured, okay, he's going to say that on every show. But yeah, today we're going to be discussing the situation that we have discussed regularly, but we're going to put a little backing to it. Okay, until I was sent a link, most of the information, not all of it, I wasn't aware of. So let's go into what Roger has been saying for years, okay? How about, why did the Georgia Guidestones have to be destroyed? Could it be because one of their, I don't know, one of the main things you saw on just about any publication or image of the Georgia Guidestones online showed keep the global population under 500 million in tune, and I'm paraphrasing, with nature? Okay, you've got 8.5 billion, some say it's about 8.2 billion, but they're saying 500 million. Why all of a sudden, after COVID started really presenting its treasonous face all over the world, and especially in the United States, why were the Georgia Guidestones destroyed, blown up, gone? Do you think that that one quote alone, constantly being held into the face of people like you and I, was damaging to a government that is in bed with a global elite that is doing their best to pare humanity down to a couple hundred million, not a couple billion? Do you think maybe? How many times has Roger said America has to be brought to her knees hard and first? Why? Because who the hell on the rest of this planet, other than Russia and China, who won't even be asked, okay, who is going to give them a tough time when they see America go to her knees. The biggest economy, the biggest military, the biggest. And she goes down hard. And people were already on our way. How many times did I say America had to be brought to her knees hardest and first? Remember these points I'm giving you, because once we get into why I'm doing this show, you're going to find out every one of these points is extremely valid. And they didn't listen to anything I said. How about the next point? The intended genocide via a trusted vaccine had to be global. And it had to be trusted so that it could be coerced, or you could be told it's mandatory without it actually being forced. In other words, it would be accepted as a global savior, which, in fact, it was. You have one vaccine which cannot do anything a vaccine is supposed to do. It cannot keep you from getting the virus. It cannot keep your body from storing the virus. It cannot keep you from transmitting the virus. As a matter of fact, the biggest super spreaders on the planet are the fully vaccinated. Not a joke, an absolute fact. If you think I'm bullcrapping you, do a little research. You can do it right on the Liberty Beacon. This is what we're looking at. War. Or the fear of war is needed to be in the front of all of our minds right now. And look at what's happening. Global financial collapse needs to be in the front of our minds right now. And what we are looking at is a contraction of the U.S. economy beyond anything we have seen since the Great Depression. And I have a feeling it's going to go well past that and not too far down the road. And this is choreographed. This is planned. This is not a natural occurrence. How about global die-off had to be hidden until the last possible minute so that we wouldn't focus on it? Anybody listening to this show, explain to me, please. In your entire life, have you ever seen in any period of time so many disasters happening simultaneously? Local, statewide, national, and across the entire planet. Every time we start to focus on something that would pull the curtain over and Toto and the wizard would be revealed, every time we start to do that, gee, there's another catastrophe happening in your backyard, or one that will affect you and your children. And it draws your attention away from what? The massive die-off already going on this planet. Anybody who thinks Roger just said a bunch of crap, you're wrong. And you haven't done enough homework to tell me it's a bunch of crap. I have. And it isn't. We are seeing more unexplained deaths and the rise of unexplained deaths across the planet than ever in our history. Explain that to me, people. What is the only thing they all have in common? Would anybody, I don't know, out there be saying something like COVID-19 vaccine or the shedding of the fully vaccinated? Yes, people, absolute fact. We know that to be a fact. How do you make your vaccine more effective if you're using it for genocide? You make it so that those who are fully vaccinated, because they did what they were told, become your next weapon. To do what? To get to those who haven't. Yeah. None of this is a joke. None of this is an exaggeration. None of this. Okay. So I have given you all of these points, but I could have gone on. So my last line would be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We are living in a or on a planet today that none of us knew would exist even 10 years ago. Some of us guessed that it could get bad. We did. I've been writing about it. I've been doing shows about how bad this could possibly get. Even I underestimated it, but not by much. When you're talking about the end of global civilization as we know it, when you are talking about the enslavement of all who are unlucky enough to survive, gee, I don't know, Did I say that right? And in less than 2 years. Why do I say in less than 2 years? We're getting to that. With America getting hit the hardest by a long shot. And the information used is from an offshoot of a U.S. military intelligence. Yeah. And it's called Beagle Corporation. Now, just how catastrophic were the Beagle predictions that I was implying? Well, bad enough so that in mid-2021, Beagle deleted their mysterious 2025 forecast spreadsheet that predicted a major collapse of the Western countries' populations. But there are still screenshots. And yes, I have them. Isn't this why the Georgia Guidestones had to be destroyed? So we've got Deagle, which we know is a U.S. military intelligence asset. That's not a joke. It's a fact. Okay. We know that they are putting out information that states the massive reduction in population by the year 2025 by nation. What you're about to hear, people, isn't going to make your day good. But it's something I have been alluding to for far too long. And when I saw this, it wasn't a smile on my face. It was a tear in my eye. So who or what is Deagle? Let's start with that, okay? Because most people are going, oh, that's Deagle. The Deagle Corporation is a minor branch of U.S. military intelligence, one of the many secretive organizations which collects data for high-level decision-making purposes and prepares confidential briefing documents for agencies like the National Security Agency, the United Nations, and the World Bank. Oh, gee, those aren't global elites, are they? Oh, shut up, Roger. Deagle is known, for example, to have contributed to the STAT-4 report for North Korea. Yeah, with this kind of a pedigree, Deagle should be seen as a legitimate player in the intelligence community and not merely a disinformation asset for the intelligence community. Either way, it's for the intelligence community. And no, I'm not just saying the American intelligence community. I don't know. Does anybody out there think that our intelligence communities blend with or communicate with what may be considered a global intelligence community? Don't laugh at it, people. If so, then it must be assumed that its population prediction for 2025, as well as its industrial output predictions on a nation-by-nation basis, are based on strategic assumptions that are shared and well understood by other players in the intelligence community. Gee, what did Roger just say? So, what we are looking at is something that was basically there. Most of us didn't even know it existed. I've done massive amounts of research, and this may be the second time I've ever heard of it. So, we know that this asset, okay, was putting out information that would make your jaw drop. And about the time, mid-2021, when we started getting back a lot of reports of vaccine damage, a lot of reports of sterility or infertility, a lot of reports or beginning reports on myocarditis, and I could go on and on, then all of a sudden, that information is removed from Deagle. Why? Now, is everything gone? No. And do they still have a prediction? Yes. But are they telling you why? No. Do they know why? Absolutely. Let's go on. Okay. Okay. I just want to let everybody know that earlier this week, Biden sent a request to Congress. He signed a request that was sent to Congress for more money for the new COVID vaccines, which is obviously going to be as safe and effective as the last one. which is obviously the tool of genocide. You don't vaccinate an entire globe multiple times, either by coercion, force, or whatever, for a yearly flu. And you've all heard me say this, when the CEO of Moderna says that COVID-19 is really no worse than a bad yearly flu unless you're over 80 years old or you have several severe comorbidities. Wait a minute. That's the CEO of one of the companies making tens of billions of dollars off of that vaccine. Imagine that. Yeah, but you're not supposed to know that. And I'm quite sure he didn't say it for public consumption, but the people who heard it and copied it down probably aren't his favorite people anymore. So now I would like to give you some information gleaned from a composite article. I found this earlier, and it contains two or three articles put together to give you as much information as possible. Again, I'm not going to read these word for word, but the points that they make are so blatantly obvious. And so many of us have thought of these things or discussed these things or, I don't know, maybe came to these conclusions but didn't wish to discuss it because who would listen? You're going to find out today that you're not the only people that were thinking of this, thinking about this or the ramifications. And what are they? So let's dig in a little bit deeper. And a link to this article are this compilation of articles will be in the article tomorrow. I strongly suggest you go and read the entire thing. I'm at a point right now where if half of what I'm about to tell you comes true, we're in serious trouble, people. All right. And it starts with this. Is Deagle's 2025 depopulation forecast coming true? Well, most of you don't know exactly what I'm talking about, other than the fact that I'm saying there's a depopulation agenda in place. Well, obviously, Deagle had a forecast of what that depopulation would look like nation by nation. I'm dead serious. Each nation across the planet. The die-off of humanity is underway, and few, if any, know anything about it, because the truth is being kept from us by the mainstream media. Not only that, but many are still in denial. This can't possibly be happening. You got to be a kook. And in a state of ignorant bliss concerning any of these current events we're about to discuss. And those people probably will remain ignorant all the way up until the day where they no longer can, no matter what you say to them. People just don't want to face reality. And that's not everybody, but it's enough people that it will hang a very heavy lead weight around our necks, all of us. And these people are hoping that by ignoring what we are facing, our problems will go away in time. A common quote is, I just want things to go back to normal. Not, okay, it's not going to happen. We are already on the path. There is no going back from where we are now. Can we, I don't know, rise up and take control of our governance again? We can probably do that. But what has happened on this planet isn't going away. If this vaccination was used to sterilize a vast amount of the global population, if this vaccine, not a vaccine, if this jab was used to shorten the life drastically of a vast portion of the population, that's not going away either. Where we sit right now is on a cliff. Is humanity going to survive in any way, shape, or form you see today? Or will you wake up tomorrow as a slave to a global elitist And the only thing left for you to do is what they tell you to do, when they tell you to do it, what you can have when they say you can have it, and what you can't have if they don't want you to. These are the two options we're facing right now. And the reality here is they're both equally as possible right now. And I would dare say, due to the level of still people not caring on this planet, those who wish control may actually still have a lead over us. The only thing that's going to save humanity at this point is an awake and aware humanity. Thus the need for shows like this. Thus the need for something like TLB Talk, where you can actually go and discuss this. You try discussing this on Facebook. If you've got 10,000 people on your wall or 35,000 people on your blog like we do, like I do, and I put something down and six people see it, six. Yeah. Tell me. That's why TLB Talk is here, people. It's a place where you can go and talk, where you can learn about the things you're not supposed to know about. Okay. There is a segment of the population that is realizing that things are not as they seem. As painful as it is, there are those among us who are waking up. Guess which nation will see one of the biggest die-off percentages of their population? Gee, anybody who guessed the United States of America, you hit the nail right on the head. Beagle forecasted that the United States would have a massive reduction in population. And we're going to get to that. Because, people, it's already started. But you've got so many little disasters going on around you. Life is so tough. The fact that you have to really, really work hard just to make ends meet from month to month nowadays, and you didn't have to a couple of years ago. These are things that are keeping you distracted from what they really don't want you to see. And that's the overall picture.
Are you ready for the break, Roger?
Okay. My producer just jumped in and said, Roger, shut up. Take a breath. We're going to take a break. Thank you, Steve.
I didn't say that.
Well, you implied it, and I love you for it.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. Thank you, everybody. And please, again, like the commercial says, it's a place where you can go and talk. Today, there aren't enough of them. How do I know how you'll be treated in TLB Talk? I'm the founder of TLB Talk, just like I'm the founder of the Liberty Beacon Project. Am I telling you it's all about me and I run the whole thing? Absolutely not. The people who have helped us to put together and help to manage TLB Talk are some of the best people you can imagine. And the Liberty Beacon Project is so lucky to have these people on board. So when you go to TLB Talk, it's not Roger Landry. As a matter of fact, if you put my name in, I don't even have a profile on TLB Talk. It's not about me. It's all about you. It's all about you. And if the only thing you use TLB Talk for is because you've got a group that's been shut down, okay, bring it over to TLB Talk. Invite your friends. Make that group happen again and make things happen again. All right. So now what I just said was there is a segment of a population that is realizing that things are not as they seem. Okay. A larger, I would say, portion of their population than in most countries. And again, this falls back to the forecast that Deagle had made on their site. And according to them, the United States would be the biggest loser of this entire scenario. So let's go over that a little bit more. What does Roger mean by the biggest loser? And let's get through it. Based on historical precedents and the Deagle predictions, these kinds of numbers and figures can only be associated, listen to me, with an American-centered disaster. Not really a global one, because if it was a global disaster, then the causality figures would be more uniform. What's Roger talking about? Let me give you an idea what Roger is talking about, okay? Because here's where the shock factor comes in. And most people, again, won't believe what I'm about to tell them, all right? Their prediction, Deagle's prediction for 2025, and they list every country in the world here, but I'm looking at the American prediction. And their prediction was using the population of the United States as of 2017, which it's actually a little higher now, but they're saying 316 million people. I think the actual number is like 327 or something like that. But anyway, they're saying that the population now is 316 million. The population of the United States in 2025 will be 99 million. That prediction was made 6 years ago. The latest prediction has the United States population under 60 million people. We got 320 million by 2025, or by the end of 2025, because I really don't focus that on what part of 2000. So we'll say by the end of 2025, the U.S. population will be under 70 million people. So we're going to go from 320 million all the way down to about 70 million or less in 2 years or less. There's only one way that can happen, people. And that is if you have a massive nuclear strike, or you have a globe that has been vaccinated multiple times with something that nobody should have had. Let me ask you a question. How many of you know that people like, I don't know, the Gates and other people in that, what we would term the elitist caste, has spent a lot of money and time buying places that are isolated to the point where they cannot be attacked, including buying islands? Why are they doing that? And they started doing that about 5 years ago. And 4 years ago. Gee, what started happening about then? None of this is a joke. None of this is exaggerated. And everything I'm saying, you can find, not a problem. But let me give you a few for instances, okay? What is the population reduction we're looking at? What is it? Canada is looking at, according to their prediction, Deagle's predictions for 2025, Canada will lose 26% of its population. Australia will lose 35% of its population, okay? Brazil will lose 7% of their population, all right? Japan will lose 18% of their population, and I could go on, okay? I will tell you this. The United States, I've always said, has to be hit hardest, has to be hit first in order for everybody else to understand the severity of this. So what is the projected population loss for the United States by the end of 2025? 70%! The next closest to us is Australia with half of that. 35%. Now, I told you, and also England's going to lose a big chunk, and so is the European Union. So, the European Union, Japan, Australia, the United States, Canada, should I go on? These are, what, first world nations. These are allies. These are countries that work together to the most, I don't know, to the most, to the tiniest level. These are countries that work together. These are countries that would probably side together if they had to fight a war against maybe someone like China. What's the population change by Deagle supposed to be for China by 2025? No change. What's the population change supposed to be for Russia by 2025? No change. Didn't India just join BRICS? What's the population change supposed to be for India by 2025? No change. But the United States, 70% loss. Hit us harder, hit us bad, and we will be, how many times have I said this? We will be what? The world will look at us and say, we don't want that. What do you want us to do? So we will get hit with the biggest club and we will get hit the hardest. This isn't a joke. Okay? We are looking at a massive reduction in global population, but most of it will come from the freest nations on the planet. If you're going to redo this planet, why would you save the people from the nations that totally believe that I can rule myself, I don't need an elitist caste to do it? Why would you do that? Wouldn't those be the people that you would focus on getting rid of the quickest and the most of? Wouldn't it be? Let me go over that again. Canada, minus 26%. The United States, minus 70%. Australia, minus 35%. Japan, minus 18%. And I think, I'm not exactly sure, so don't hold me to this, the European Union, 27%. Russia, no change. North Korea, no change. India, no change. China, no change. These are countries that live under or have, in the very recent past, lived under totalitarian regimes or are used to having their governance tell them what to do, when to do, and how they can do it. Those are the people that will have the least amount. And this is not a joke. I'm looking right at the image. So all of us who think of freedom, all of us who think of liberty, our countries will be hit the hardest and our populations will be decimated. Not a joke. Why the hell would any country like the United States force their military, the biggest, baddest, best military on the planet, to take a kill jab even after they knew beyond a shadow of a doubt it was a kill jab? Why? Because until you decimate the U.S. military, it's damn hard to decimate America. And what did they do to the military with the COVID jabs? And those who refused to take it. America today has a military that is literally limping along. If we had to go to war with a combination of China and Russia right now, the only thing that may save us, and that would only be for a few days, is a first nuclear strike. And why do I say only a few days? Because when that much radiation finds its way around the planet, or when those missiles from either China or from Russia do hit us, because as soon as they detect we've launched, they will, that's the end of the world, people. And right about now, with our military and the way it is thinking, so damn, how does Roger know? He spent 30 years either in or working directly for the military. Duh! Do I see it? I've been screaming about it for years. None of this is a joke. Every single nation out there that has had any sort of totalitarian rule, a lot of countries in Africa, you have monarchies, you have kings, you have whatever. So a lot of these nations are used to living under totalitarian rule. Those nations will have the least amount of impact. I'm looking right at it. The nations, I'm going to read this again, with the highest impact: Canada, 26%, United States, 70%, Australia, 35%, Japan, 18%, mid-20s for the European Union. The rest of the world, either no change or such a small change that it's not even worth talking about. Are you listening to me? This is information that has been taken down on their site. Gee, I wonder why. Gee, why do you think that, I don't know, the people who built it finally figured that the Georgia Guidestones had to come down right about the time a global die-off was starting? Not a joke. But let me go through a little bit more on as far as the points on this, okay? All of the globalist policies over the last 3 years are driving toward one thing: mass depopulation. I've been telling you this over and over again. Yes, they want to kill us. You want to put it straight? You want to put it no beat around the bush? Yes, they want to kill us. Until you understand that, you will never understand what's going on. You will never make sense of it. And far too many can't. Okay? And this is from Joe Hoff. That's his portion of the article, or the combination article that I built this on, okay? I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but reject it at your own risk. Those who live in denial will get duped again. Many of those duped the first time lost their lives or ended up with lifelong health issues. Gee, do you think he's talking about the next jab, the one Joe Bob just gave the Congress, told Congress to give more money to get it rolled out? Okay. Some even offered their children to the military biomedical security complex, knowing the damage this can do to children. But you want your child going to school because your child or your children home all day would drive you nuts. So the only way they're going to get into school is to have that jab. How many of you gave that jab to your kids? How many? Yeah. I'd like to revert back to the analysis done by Deagle Corporation in 2014, forecasting massive global depopulation declines by the year 2025, especially in the Western countries. And that has been updated on a regular basis. This is how we get down to, from an original about 100 million left in the United States to less than 60 million. Deagle's founder was a military contractor who had sources well-positioned in the deep state. The Deagle Corporation is an offshoot of U.S. military intelligence, which collects data for high-level decision-makers and prepares confidential briefings, as I said, briefing documents for agencies such as the National Security Agency, the United Nations, and the World Bank. According to the Deagle forecast, America's population would plummet from just over 310 million in 2017 to under 99 million by the end of 2025. Western European nations, especially the UK and Germany, were forecast to see similarly drastic decreases of population as are Canada and Australia. Okay, this is me seeing that and sharing it with you before I actually pulled this out of his article, but I wanted you to understand Roger's not the only one seeing this, all right? Let's get through this. We're running out of time. If the Deagle calculations turn out to be even close to accurate, and again, we still have a year and a half. It may be we can do something. But if these turn out to be even close to accurate, the most, listen to what I'm about to say. The most unsafe places to live over the next 3 years will be the United States, Canada, the UK, followed by Germany, Australia, and the rest of the EU nations. Did you hear what I just said? If Deagle is anywhere close to true, the nations that will get hit the hardest in order, okay, the United States, Canada, UK, Germany, Australia, and then the rest of the EU nations. This population forecast was so controversial, showing population reductions of about 70% in the United States and between 25 and 70% for almost every, listen to me, Western European country that the study mysteriously disappeared from Deagle's website in March of 2021. Gee, when did we see, I don't know, the Georgia Guidestones go away? How many of you people believe in coincidences? And then let me ask you another question. How many of you believe in the Tooth Fairy? Add to this in the rising potential for another manufactured pandemic, a manufactured global famine under the guise of fighting climate change and the race towards World War III, and suddenly Deagle's forecast becomes even more plausible. We are on the threshold of a world war. We know that. It's an absolute fact. Okay. We are on the threshold of people starving all over the world. It's even happening in the United States. How much farmland has been bought up and is no longer available to grow crops for Americans? How much of that was bought by the Chinese? Didn't Joe just make it legal again for the Chinese to come into the United States, and this is very recent, and buy farmland? Tell me what's happening, people. Tell me what the hell is happening. And if you can't put two and two together with that, you flunked math second grade. Deagle's predictions were so far-fetched that nobody believed him. Okay, the first guideline, and this is him talking, not me. The first guideline etched in the Georgia Guidestones monument stated, maintain humanity under 500 million in perfect balance with nature, representing a reduction of more than 90% of the Earth's population, or of the Earth's people, in typical Malthusian manner. So he's talking about basically the Guidestones were talking about the United States, okay? That's what most of us thought, but it isn't. Let me read that again. Maintain humanity under 500 million, which means every nation on the planet combined should be no more than a half a billion people. Not eight and a half, half. Yeah, this is more than a 90% reduction in global population. This, I don't know, is a globe. Well, it's a goal that seems outrageous until the full scope of the poison death shots, and then the prospect of a global famine, and now also the prospect of World War III started coming into view just beyond the horizon of the daily news headlines. What we are seeing is a massive, massive genocidal move with the vaccination. What we are seeing is the push towards a third global war. What we are seeing across the globe is that it's getting harder and harder and harder to raise food. And there are people out there telling us, don't raise no food. Go out and catch some bugs. Hey, Steve, we can all eat bugs, can't we?
Sure. I've heard this conspiracy, Roger, that instead of 500 million or whatever it is, they really only need about 500,000 of us all over the world to do their bidding.
Well, again, this comes from their stuff, not mine. So I can't tell you what it should be, or I can tell you what it should be, but I also have to tell you what they say. And on the Georgia Guidestones, it clearly stated 500 million globally.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the Guidestones were mysteriously bombed in the early morning hours of July 6, 2022. Just hours later, okay, at around 6 p.m. on July 6th, yeah, the Georgia Bureau of Investigations completely destroyed the damaged monument. They just destroyed it. They got rid of it. This was an astonishing turn of events executed with lightning speed, and then the state's bizarre action quickly fell off the news cycle. Nobody was ever arrested, and we hear nothing about continuing investigation. Did it become necessary to get rid of the granite monument that stood as a testimony to the elite's plan for mass depopulation of the world? Again, this is what you hear from Roger all the time. But again, I didn't say that. Our author did. Okay? In fact, the plan may already be far enough down the road that it's impossible to reverse. Humanity is being culled whether we like it or not. Now, I've already stated that to you. I stated flat out, listen, people, it doesn't matter whether or not we can make things better now. The crops are not in the ground, but the vaccine is in your body. Okay? And for those who haven't taken it, how much time have you spent around the people who have? Are there ways to get the spike protein out of your body? Yes, there are, and you better look them up. And you can go to the Liberty Beacon because we have a couple of them there, or you can go to Mercola's site. He has a couple there. Look, people, I have been saying over and over and over again that what the elites want is to bring America to her knees hard and first so the rest of the world won't dare to step out of line. But when we're talking about the rest of the world, we're not talking about China. We're not talking about Russia. We're not talking about North Korea. We're not talking about Cuba. We're not talking about any nation out there that has ever had or has a totalitarian or an authoritarian governance won't lose very much of their population. Why? These are the people they want. Not you and me. We're trouble. Definitely not me. A big trouble. And this is what you're looking at. Now, again, let's go back to where did all of this come from. And what I need everybody to understand is we only went through part of this, okay? There's another section, okay? Governments across the world reported record increases in excess deaths in 21 and 22. And it's increasing even more in 23. There's no way of knowing exactly what's happening in the world's two most populous countries, India and especially China. Their populations won't see any change at all, or hardly any. And what about kids? Deceived parents allow their children to be injected multiple times and or they feed their babies vaxxed breast milk. Mothers who were vaccinated, you're feeding your babies poison. The child dies. Most of these delusional parents play along with the mainstream narrative and blame everything and anything but the vaccine, while only a teeny number of parents do the right thing and warn others not to get their children vaccinated. All right, I'm going to wrap this up because I could go on for at least another hour. I will make sure the link to this combined article, there's three articles in this. I'll make sure you have a link to it. I strongly suggest that you all read this. I strongly suggest you do and do some more research. Does Roger like being vindicated by somebody who's on the other side? By somebody's website that was taken down because, like the Georgia Guidestones, it has become too inconvenient for them. But all it does is prove what I've been telling you. The amount of unexplained deaths on the planet is skyrocketing. And within another year and a half, by the end of 2025, all of you that have been vaccinated either with the needle or through your friends, all of you will either be extremely sick or how many of you will still be alive? This isn't Roger talking, okay? This is Deagle talking. This is, I don't know, how many doctors across the planet talking. We know what the vaccines do now. We know what they're for. This isn't a guess anymore. But Joe Bob just put up a whole bunch more money, or told Congress to put up a whole bunch more money for another round of vaccines, because guess what? COVID's coming back. Get your mask, lock yourself in your house, and get as many shots as they tell you. Why? How much choice do you have? Remember where you live. You live in the country that has to go down first and the hardest. And we will lose between 75 and 80% of our population. It could be as high as 90%. And they're talking a vast majority of this will happen in the next 8 15 months. Listen, people, I hated doing this show. I didn't want to do it, but it's my job. And if anybody can prove this to be 100% wrong, please do, and I will love you forever. Otherwise, that's it. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate you helping me out here. And any last words before we go away?
No, sir. Well, I do have one little funny little meme that might make you smile or might
go
not.
Ahead.
But you remember the, I don't know which Terminator movie it was, when John Connor was a young boy and he was being chased. Well, they made a movie about that. They made a meme about that one particular scene. It is something like John Connor looking at people making friends with AI. Like,
yeah.
Like the Terminators or AI. Or
we're going to do a show on AI.
Yeah.
I promise you. Thank you very much for your help, Steve. As usual, you're a godsend to this show. I couldn't do it without you, and you are appreciated.
All right. Till next time, folks.